apple grower and Applewood school parent and coordinator of the True Cape Applewood Trail Run and Harvest Festival. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. Thanks for picking up your phone.
Always a pleasure.
Catherine, the True Cape Fruit Marketing is the largest market of South African apples and pears and responsible for the livelihoods of over 15,200 people in the Grabouw Valley. Please just tell us a little bit about that first before we go into the schools that you raise money for.
Yes, absolutely. Well, True Cape, in addition to all the wonderful work that they do to take the fruit that we produce in this country all over the world, they're also quite involved in helping organise lots of outdoor events, adventure events such as mountain bike races and trail running races. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough as a school to get them on board with one of our major fundraisers this year. So, you know, in addition to being a fruit marketing company, it's also a company very much involved in supporting the community, especially the communities where they have most of their growers of the apples and pears.
Yo, that's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the amount raised and to which schools does it go to and why did you decide to do this?
Well, basically, as a little school, just to give you a little bit of an idea of who we are,
yes.
I'm a parent and on the parent board of a little, very little country-based school called Applewood Preparatory,
yes.
Which is in the Grabouw Elgin Valley. And basically, we are a farm-based school. The school is actually situated on a working farm.
Mm.
And we, because it's such a small school, we have quite a few events to try and raise funds to sort of build and develop the school. So what we decided this year is to organize an event where we could sort of embrace the area and the environment which we're on, something outdoors, and at the same time celebrate the end of the sort of apple and pear harvest, which is around about the end of May.
Wow.
So, you know, with that, we came up with this idea to do a harvest market and a harvest, you know, celebrating the harvest festival, but alongside that, starting off with an outdoor event such as the True Cape Trail Running Challenge.
Sure.
So, yes.
And you had many apple-related activities like bobbing for apples and toffee apples. What do you recommend for families planning an apple and pear festival as a birthday party? That can also work for little ones.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what worked very well at our harvest market, we decided to go really old-fashioned with old-fashioned farming activities. So amongst those activities, we had a True Cape-sponsored apple stall where you can come and taste all the different variety of apples. And True Cape actually make these wonderful little gadgets that peel and core and slice up apples. So we had all different ways to chop and peel and taste your apples. You can, you know, as a farm sort of apple pear harvest festival party theme, you could do things like that and serve toffee apples or have apple pie baking competitions. What we had, which was really, really popular with the young kids, was hay diving and tractor rides, and we had a zip line and really sort of outdoor-y physical kind of activities. And the kids absolutely loved it. It was a really, really great success from that point. A lot of kids' entertainment.
True Cape also sponsored the Grabouw Mountain Bike Race on the May 7th and helped the Grabouw High School raise 60,000 rand. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, well, the Grabouw High School, this is not the first time they've been sponsored by True Cape. It's kind of a long-term event that they've had every year where they do a mountain bike race based from the country club in Elgin.
Mm.
And yes, unfortunately this year the weather was really not in our favour for the trail run or the mountain bike challenge. However, having said that, the Grabouw High School managed to raise 60,000 rand, and our total event, which was the trail run and the Harvest Festival, we managed to raise just over 100,000 rand, which was really, we were blown away with the success of the event.
And Catherine, does that fees go towards school necessities or for school fees, or just tell us a little bit about that?
What Applewood is trying to do is we would love to build a swimming pool for our school, because that is one thing that the school doesn't have, and obviously it comes at quite a high cost. So most of that money is going straight towards building a swimming pool for the school, which will obviously be a big hit, not just for our school, for the children at our school, but, you know, for the community as well. So we really are very grateful and really quite excited about that.
Thank you so much for the wonderful work that you do, and to True Cape as well. Visit truecape.com to view photographs from both the events and tweet them at True Cape Fruit. And for all your information, go to the website truecape.com. Thank you very much, Catherine, for joining us
this
afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Lovely to chat.
We'll chat again. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Help. I need somebody help.